Good morning, everybody. Father Anthony is in Tulsa, Oklahoma, for the ordination of three of the seminarians from Mount St. Mary's who are from the Diocese of Oklahoma. And so he asked me if I might step in and take this Mass this morning because I was at an ordination yesterday in Toledo of another of our seminarians. So that's how I happen to be here, and he's not here. Not planning on having a homily this weekend, therefore, it was sort of a surprise. But don't worry, I got one. I'm 53 years old. When I was 8 years old, we lived on the outskirts of the city of Dublin in a housing development called Finglas. Finglas is an ancient place in Ireland, but there was housing development going on there. And so as the community began to grow, there was a population explosion at that time. Lots of children, in my generation, a huge number of children. And so they were still building schools to catch up with the population. So when we were going to school, and I was eight, was going to school, what grade would you be when you're eight? Is that like second grade or something? Second grade? So when I was in second grade, half of the area where the school property was a construction site for the school expanding. So they were building a school bigger than the school we were already in just to accommodate the more children. So it wasn't going to replace the school. It was as well as the school. But when you came out of the school, you had to, before they started the construction, you could come out of the school, take a right, and walk through the fields and get home. Once they started the construction, though, that was all blocked off. And so you had to walk out of the school entrance along the passageway or entranceway and then take a right, which added about 5 minutes to the journey home. We all walked, of course. 5 minutes to the journey home, which was only about 15 minutes from the school. But 5 minutes to an eight-year-old is a lifetime, right? Right, 5 minutes is a lifetime. So you were always looking for the shortcut. This is the shortcut home. My friend, Francis McCann, and myself, we were inseparable. And so we would go through the construction site and through the field to get home, even though you weren't supposed to do that. That was fine, as long as the weather was good. One day, however, we were walking home. We came out of the school door, took our right, and it had been raining forever. This is in Ireland, of course. It rains almost every day, but it rained even more than usual. So the whole building site and the field was really just mud. Mud. Hundreds of yards of mud. But that didn't stop us. So off we went. As we made our way through the field, the mud got deeper and thicker. And so we began to lose things, began to lose books, because you were carrying your books in your bag. As you sunk down into the mud, and you tried to get your feet up, it was like sucking you in, began to lose shoes, lost shoes, socks, pants. We crawled our way through the mud. And then we got through the other end, which wasn't that far, but it took forever. When we got there, all I had on was a t-shirt and shorts. Underpants. That was it. My socks were gone, my pants were gone, my shoes were gone, my bag was gone, my books were gone, and I was like mud from head to toe. So was Francis McCann. So we went home, walked home through the streets, got home, and of course my mother opens the door, and there I am standing there. And she says, "What happened to you?" And of course, I did what all eight-year-old boys would do at a stage like this. I lied. That's what I did. Maybe not all eight-year-old boys, but this eight-year-old boy would. I lied to her, and I said to her, when we came out of school, we were picked on by a gang of boys. It's true. I told her this story, right? We're picked on by a gang of boys, and they took our books and they threw us into the mud, and you know, I lost everything. It's all in the mud. I'm 53 now, I was 8 then, that's like 47 or 46 years ago. My mother still doesn't know the truth about that story. She believes still that we were picked on by boys in the mud. Now you might ask, Father, what has this story got to do with either the ascension of the Lord, any of the readings, or tomorrow being Memorial Day? Nothing. It has nothing to do with any of those things. Except, isn't it interesting that 47 years or whatever it is later on, here I am telling you this story. When I was a kid, I was incorrigible. It took nothing to get me into trouble. Any sort of wild scheme, any sort of adventure, I was on for it. I was easily talked into anything and enjoyed it. But here I am. That story is nothing, believe me, compared to some of the stories. But here I am, you know, 53 years old. I've been a priest for 24 years. Love being a priest. Have great stories to tell. The reason I'm standing here is because of where I come from, because of my family, because of my parents, the reason I had a good life, the reason I am a priest, the reason I enjoy life, all of those sorts of things. Even leaving my family and coming here to the United States, which I've done now almost 25 years, I've lived in the States. My parents are still living back in Dublin. All of that is because of who they were and what they passed on to me. In the gospel and in the feast that we celebrate today, Jesus, in the opening prayer, it says, where the head has gone, the body hopes to go. Where Jesus has gone, we hope to join him. But the point I want to make is, Jesus did not abandon us. Jesus did not leave us. Jesus is present and is active in the world, but we, his body, is the way he is present and the way he is active. We are the way in which he wants to touch every life. It is through us that he wants to change the world from the world into the kingdom of God. So although the head has ascended so that he can send the Holy Spirit, he does that so that we, his body, who remain on earth in time, can receive all the gifts we need from the Spirit to become the people that God wants us to be in order to build the kingdom that God wants to have. He did not abandon us, huh? He left us to be his presence. Here I stand as his presence as a priest. That's nice, but it's not the most important. Pope Francis stands as his presence for the universal church. That's nice, but it's not the most important. Here you are, and you stand as his presence, as spouses for one another, husband and wives for one another, to help each other become who God wants you to be and walk the journey God wants you to walk. Mothers and fathers, like my mother and father, who at times must have seemed to them, what did they do wrong? Because as bad as I was, my youngest sisters were terrible. My parents, you, parents, reach out and touch the lives of your children with the Word of God and the grace of God and the love of God so that we have a better future than even our presence, because our children should be even better than we are, because they should be building on what we have built. I am going to the Father, the Lord says, but I will send you the Spirit, and you will do greater things than even I have done. If he's present in the world today, he has to be present through us. And he has to be present through you, to one another, to your children, to your children's children, for generations. And everything we need to change the world, he has given to us. Everything we need to change the world, he has given to us. We need to believe and have confidence in what we bring to the world. The world, our families are better places because of the grace of God. We are better people because of the grace of God, and the world will be a better place because of the grace of God.